Good morning. Thank you, Pastor Zhao, for that very humbling introduction. All glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus, that he changed my life so much.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们，谢谢牧师给我的非常美好的介绍。
Well, good morning. I already said that. Good morning again.
早上好，我刚刚说了早上好，我再说一次啊。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our most gracious Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father. Oh, excuse me. 亲爱的阿爸父神。
We come to you this morning.
我们来到你的面前，今天早上来到你的面前。
Sinners in desperate need of a Savior.
我们是罪人，我们渴望你的救赎。
Sinners thankful that Jesus Christ.
我们是罪人，但是我们感恩我们的耶稣基督，他为我们而死。
Came down to this earth to save us from our sin.
他来到这世上，降世为人来拯救我们。
Father, help us open your glorious word and understand its meaning today.
亲爱的阿爸父神，求你打开我们的心门，让我们能够理解你。
I pray the Holy Spirit would move in this church this morning.
我祷告让我们的圣灵在这个教会当中运行。
Give us ears to hear your truth.
让我们的耳朵能听到你的真理。
Soften our hearts that we may believe in your word.
让我们的心能软弱，软下来，使我们能够相信你的话语。
In Jesus' name, amen.
以耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
I've titled this sermon, Sticks and Stones Will Break My Bones, But Words Will Never Hurt Me. And today, today, our text will be Matthew chapter 8.
今天我们的这个经文在马太福音第八章。
This is a popular American children's saying that has been said for decades and centuries.
题目的这句话呢，是我们美国的年轻人们他们经常讲的一句俚语，讲了几十。
The idea behind this phrase is that physically you can hurt me, but your words will never hurt me.
这个意思呢，就是说，你可以在肉体上你可以伤害我，但是你的语言不能伤害我。You
can call me anything you want.
你可以叫我任何东西。You
can say anything negatively about me that you want.
你可以负面的去做任何对我的评论。But
your words have no power over me.
但是你说的话对我没有任何的权柄。That's
the meaning of this phrase.
这句话的意思就是这样的。But
reality is.
但是事实上呢？
Your words can impact me.
事实上，你的话是可以影响到我的。
The words you say to people impact them.
你说的话会影响到你周围的人。
Both positively and negatively.
可能是正面的，也可以是反面的。
I remember words people have said to me.
我仍然记得别人对我说的话。
I remember the words of my baseball coach who encouraged me in a difficult time.
我还记得我学校校队的棒球教练对我说说。
I remember my mom telling me good things come to those who wait.
And 我还记得我妈妈对我讲，那些虚心等待的人有福了。
I remember the first time my wife told me she loved me.
And 我还记得我的太太她第一次跟我讲她爱我。
And I remember my regrettable response.
And 我仍然记得我非常笨拙的回答。
I remember the last words that my dad said to me before he passed.
我仍然记得我爸爸在他临终前对我说说。
He said the word no.
他说的这个话说no。
We were in his hospital room and he was dying.
And 我们在他医院的时候，他将快要去世。
He was surrounded by friends and family.
亲人们都围在他的身边。
I asked him if it was too noisy, and he said no.
我问他说是不是太吵了，他说不。
I remember the words my grandmother said to me a few days before she passed away.
我仍然记得我的奶奶她在临终前对我说的话。
She said, Jesus is my Lord and Savior.
她告诉我说耶稣是我的救主。
And she said, I love you.
她也说我爱你。
I remember hurtful words I've said to people.
我仍然记得我说给别人的时候伤害别人的话。
I remember encouraging words I've said to others.
我仍然记得别人鼓励我的话。
Whether we like it or not, words impact you.
不管我们喜欢还是不喜欢，这个话语是可以影响我们的。
Things we say, things we teach impact people's lives.
我们所讲的，我们所教导别人的，都会影响别人的生命。
But over time, words fade and impact fades away.
但是随着时间的推移，我们所说的话可能慢慢模糊。
You can likely remember a time somebody said something that hurt you, but you don't remember exactly what they said.
你可能听到仍然记着别人说你的伤害你的话，但是你并不记着具体是什么话。
This is natural and sometimes a blessing.
这是很自然的，同时也是对我们来讲应该是一个祝福。
But there are some words I pray you will never forget and will never lose impact in your life.
但是我要告诉你，有一句话是你永远不会忘记，也永远不会让它模糊。
And those are the words of Jesus Christ.
那就是我们主耶稣基督他的话语。
Jesus has words that are filled with power and authority.
耶稣基督他的话语充满了权柄和能力。
In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus just finished speaking the Sermon on the Mount.
在马太福音第五章，耶稣基督刚刚在山上讲完道。
This is the greatest sermon ever spoken, and of course, it was spoken by Jesus.
这是人类有史以来最伟大的讲道，当然这是因为耶稣基督他，我们神的讲道。
Matthew, the author of this book, is so impacted by Jesus' words.
马太他这个作者受耶稣基督所说的话的影响是如此之深。
That Matthew recorded the entire sermon for us to study today.
所以他记录下了整个耶稣基督对他教导的这段话语。这样的话，我们今天的人就有机会读到这段话。Good
luck telling Matthew words didn't impact him.
所以你告诉马太说主耶稣基督的话语没有权柄。In
Matthew chapter 8, the message shifts to the power of Jesus.
在马太福音第八章，这个耶稣基督，这个第八章呢，把这个话题转到耶稣基督的话语上。
Matthew records 9 powerful works of Jesus.
马太他记录了耶稣基督9件非常伟大的神迹。
Miracles.
9个神迹。
Matthew wants us to understand that authority is rooted in the words of Jesus.
马太要告诉我们，主耶稣基督他的能力在他的话语里头。
Today we will see 3 distinct situations where Jesus shows the power that he has in his words.
今天我们要看到三个完全不同的景象，耶稣基督将他的能力藏于他的话语之中。
The words spoken by Jesus carry great authority over the disciples' lives.
耶稣基督自己说出的话语在他的门徒的身上有很强的能力。
And has changed the hearts and souls of his hearers around the world.
他将他所有听到他话语的人的生命改变。
Today we will see Jesus has authority over sickness.
今天我们可以看到耶稣基督他在有医病的权柄。
Over the spiritual world.
有赶鬼的权柄。
And over nature.
And平静风浪的权柄。
And the primary message I want you to remember today is this. All true authority lies in the words of Jesus.
今天的主题，我想要大家一定要记住这句话：一切真正的权柄都是来自于我们的主耶稣基督的话语。So
let's open God's word and first see how Jesus has authority over sickness.
让我们打开神的话语来看主耶稣基督他的话语对疫病有权柄。The
first story is in Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 3.
第一个场景是在马太福音第八章第一节。
When Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him, and a man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean. Immediately, he was cleaned of leprosy.
马太福音第八章第一节，耶稣下了山，有许多人跟着他，有一个长大麻风的来拜他，说：“主若肯，就能必能叫我洁净了。”耶稣伸手摸他，说：“我肯，你洁净了吧。”他的大麻风立刻就洁净了。Mark
and Luke both record the same story in the Bible about the leper.
路加和马可同样也记录了同一个神迹。Mark
and Luke say the leper beseeched Jesus.
在马可和路加福音里头， 记录说这个长大麻风的人在恳求耶稣基督。
Beseeching means to ask someone urgently or fervently.
恳求意味着这个得大麻风的人他在非常强烈的祈求耶稣基督。
It means to beg somebody to do something.
他意味着他在祈求耶稣基督为他做一件事情。
And I have a picture that shows and gives us an indication of what a leper might look like.
我这里有一张照片向大家显示一下那个时候的得大麻风的人他们是一个什么样的情况。
They're sitting alongside a wall.
他们站在墙边。
They're detached from society.
他们被社会所隔绝。
Outcast from the world.
他们被社会所遗弃弃儿成了社会的弃儿。
If they would get too close to other people, they would shout, unclean, unclean.
如果他们接触到正常的人的话，正常的人就会高喊，不洁净，不洁净。
It's a humiliating disease.
这是非常羞辱的一件事情。
It's an awful disease.
这是非常不好的一件事情。
And society wanted nothing to do with these people.
这个当时的社会不想跟这些人有任何的接触。
The leper is a desperate man.
这些得大麻风的是失去了希望的人。
And he falls on his knees before the Lord and begs him.
那他跪在耶稣基督的面前。
And Jesus did what nobody else would or could do.
耶稣基督做了任何人都不愿意做的事情。
He said he did not run or shout unclean.
他并没有像当时的人一样说不洁净不洁净他也没有逃跑。
No, Jesus felt compassion.
耶稣基督充满了爱。
Because Jesus is fully human and understands every feeling you could ever feel.
因为耶稣基督他是完全的人，他懂得这个得大麻烦的人内心的世界所感受的一切的事情。
And Matthew, Mark, and Luke all record.
马太、马可、路加这三个福音书都记录了这样一个故事。
That Jesus stretched out his hand.And touched him and said, "Be clean."
耶稣基督伸出手来，摸着他说，洁净吧。
By the power of Jesus's words, this disease left this man.
因着耶稣基督话语的权柄，这个麻风病就消失了。
Before the leper's eyes, this disease fell right off of his body.
在这个大麻风病人的眼前，他的大麻风病就突然间消失了。
What power?Our Lord has in His words.
有什么样的权柄能够在我们主耶稣基督的话语里头呢？
Jesus continued in His ministry, and He encountered a centurion in Matthew 8:5-13.
耶稣基督继续他的事工在这个加大拉这个地方。
The centurion is not a Jewish man, but a Roman man.
Oh, excuse me. 耶稣基督继续他的这个事工，他遇到了百夫长。
A Roman officer that would lead over 100 men at a time.
这个百夫长他是罗马人，他管着一百多个士兵。
The centurion had a servant who was paralyzed.
他有一个仆人，他的仆人瘫痪了。
And Jewish customs would prevent Jesus from going into this house.
这个犹太人的犹太人的传统是禁止耶稣基督到。外邦人的 地方的。
But Jesus didn't care about the customs of man.
耶稣基督并不关心他们犹太人的传统。
Jesus said, I will come and heal him.
耶稣基督说，我要到去，我要医治他。
The centurion felt unworthy to even have Jesus in his home.
这个百夫长他觉得不值得耶稣基督到他的家里医治他的仆人。
He did not want to put Jesus through those customs that the Jewish leaders would put him through.
百夫长不愿意耶稣基督把他放在这个困难的困境当中让犹太人去谴责他。
But instead, something remarkable happens.
但是一个非常奇妙的事情发生了。
And in Matthew chapter 8, verse 8, the Bible says, just say the word, and my servant will be healed.
在马太福音第八章第八节这里百夫长说主啊你到我的舍下我不敢当只要你说一句话我的仆人就必好了。
So faithful and believing in trust and trusting in Jesus was the centurion.
他这个百夫长他是如此的相信如此的坚信主耶稣基督的话语。
That the centurion knew all Jesus had to do was speak and it would be so.
这个百夫长他明白，只要主耶稣基督说，这个事情就成了。
And today there are many people who claim the ability to speak things into existence.
今天很多的人，他们在声称他们有这个能力，说一句话，有的事情就成了。
According to the website WikiHow, if you want an A on a test, a promotion, or a bigger house, all you have to do is speak it into existence, and it will be.
根据这个万事之道的这个网址告诉你说，如果你想得到好的职位，如果你想得到好的前途，你只要说，它就成了。
All you have to do is say the words, and the universe will take care of the rest. That's what they believe.
只要你说，你声称这么去讲，一切的事情就会成就的。
There's only one person who has ever been able to speak anything into existence.
但是我们知道，只有一个人，在人类历史上，只有一个人可以讲他的话语，说了就能够成。
And that is our Heavenly Father.
那就是我们的天父上帝。
In Genesis chapter 1, the Bible captures the power and authority in the Word of God.
在创世纪第一章，这里讲到，神的话语带着权柄。
God said, let there be light.
神说，让那里有光。
God said, let there be vegetation.
神说，让那里有植被。
Let there be day and night.
让那里有白天和晚上。
Let there be living creatures.
让那里有生命。
And it was so because God said it.
那就成了，因为是神说的。
Maybe the most important thing to us is God said, let us make man in our image.
那么对我们更重要的来讲的话，就是因为神说了，让我们来造，按照我们的形象造人。
And God formed us with his hands by his power.
神用他的手造了我们，按照他的形象。
I promise you with everything in my heart and soul that I believe God created everything.
我告诉你，我用我的身，我全部的心告诉你，神创造了一切。
He created the entire world.
他创造了整个世界。
We are not the result of some accidental evolved big bang.
我们并不是一个无序的一个大爆炸产生的。
God spoke and it was so.
是因为神这样说，他就成就了。
The centurion believed in Jesus.
百夫长他相信耶稣基督。
He had faith in Jesus alone and his power through his word to heal the servant.
他相信主耶稣基督的话语可以医治他的仆人。
And in chapter 8, verse 10, the Bible said, Jesus says, I have not found such great faith in anyone in Israel.
在马太福音第八章第十节，耶稣基督说，耶稣基督说，我实在告诉你，这么大的信心，就是以色列当中我都没有看见过。
The Bible said Jesus marvels at this kind of faith.
耶稣基督说，这里的圣经讲，耶稣基督稀奇这个人的信心。
Faith that not even Israel had shown.
这个信心是以色列人当中没有展现出来的信心。
Yet two Gentile men believe that Jesus can just say the words.And it will be happened.
但是两个外邦人反倒坚信耶稣基督，只要说他的话语，事情就成了。
Our third and final example of Jesus's power over sickness is in Matthew 8:14.
第三个是我们主耶稣看我们主耶稣基督他医病的权柄。
We move from a terrible disease and leprosy and paralysis to a common disease in a fever.
我们可以看到这里，耶稣基督从一个得了大麻风非常难以治疗的这个疾病的这个场景，到另外一个场景是看到一个得了热病的彼得的岳母。
In Matthew 8:14 and 15, the Bible says this, when Jesus came into Peter's home, he saw his mother-in-law lying sick in bed with a fever. He touched her hand and the fever left her, and she got up and waited on him.
在马太福音第八章十四节到十五节这里讲，耶稣到了彼得家里，见彼得的岳母还热病躺着，耶稣把他的手一摸，热就退了，他就起来服侍耶稣。
In Luke chapter 4, the Bible records this same story.
在路加福音同样记录了同样的故事。
And Luke records that Jesus rebuked the sickness.
在路加福音记录着主耶稣基督其实是斥责了这个病。
The word rebuke means to denounce or to give a warning.
斥责就是意思就是责骂、警告的意思。
It's a verbal rebuke.
就是语言上的责备。
And Jesus verbally rebuked the sickness in Peter's mother-in-law.
耶稣基督在语言上责备了彼得岳母的病情。
And the sickness went away immediately, and she got up and waited on Jesus.
他的也彼得母亲的彼得岳母的病就一下子就去失去了就去了，他就起来服侍耶稣。
Jesus has power and authority over sickness in this world.
耶稣基督的话语对病有他的权柄。
The second point I want to make today is Jesus has authority over the spiritual world.
第二点我想要说的是耶稣基督他有赶鬼的权柄。
The Bible says in the same night Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law that they were bringing demon-possessed people to Jesus.
这个圣经记录在同一个晚上耶稣基督治愈了彼得岳母病之后他们把附着鬼的人带到耶稣基督面前。
And in verse 16 and 17, the Bible says Jesus cast out the spirits with a word.
在第16节、第17节这里记录主耶稣基督用他的话语赶鬼。
Jesus, by the power of his words, has authority over the spiritual world.
耶稣基督他的话语对这个属灵的世界有他的权柄。
And a second scene in Matthew 8 is Jesus in the Gadarenes.
在耶稣基督在 Gathering 这个地方。
In verse 28 through 34, we see Jesus encountering two demon-possessed men.
在第28节、29节，在加大拉这个地方，耶稣基督碰到两个被鬼附着的人。
Violent men that ordinary people would never pass by.
他们是如此的凶猛，一般其他的人都不敢接近他们。
But Jesus approached these two men, and the demon said to him,What business do we have with each other, Son of God?
耶稣基督来到这两个被鬼附着的人面前，这两个人喊道：“神的儿子，我们与你有什么相干？”
This is an amazing statement by the demons.
这是一个非常奇妙的这个回答。
Even demons aren't foolish enough to fall into atheism.
我们这里看到，即使魔鬼。他都知道这个有神。
The demons knew who Jesus was.
这两个鬼附着的人，他们知道耶稣基督是谁。
And they are subject to the authority of his word.
他们也附在他的权柄之下。
The demons said, Have you come here to torture us?
这两个魔鬼说，你来这里是叫我们受苦吗？
Ordinary men tremble at the presence of the demons.
一般的人在这两个被鬼附着的人面前发抖。
But the demons fear our Lord Jesus.
但是魔鬼在我们主耶稣基督。
They know who Jesus is.
他们知道我们主耶稣基督是。
And I have a red letter Bible.
我有一本有红字的圣经，所以。
In my Bible, the letters are red, the words that Jesus spoke.
在我的圣经当中，所有耶稣基督说的话语都是用红色的字写出来的。
And in verse 32, Jesus said one word.Go.
在第三十四节这里耶稣基督说了一个字儿，三十二节说了一个字儿，说去吧。
And by the power of his word, the demons fled and left the men and ran down the hill and perished.
就因着耶稣基督一个话的这个权柄，这些魔鬼他们就逃跑了，跑到了猪群里头。
The spiritual world trembles at the name of Jesus Christ.
这个属灵的世界在耶稣基督话语的面前颤抖。
And that is because all true authority lies in the words of Jesus.
因为一切真正的权柄都是来自于主耶稣基督的话语。
Our third and final point today is Jesus has power over nature. He has authority over nature.
第三点我要向大家讲的就是主耶稣基督的话语可以平静风浪。
This is a very familiar story.
这是一个大家非常熟悉的故事。
Jesus gets into the boat with the disciples.
耶稣基督在船上和他的门徒在一起。
And a great storm comes.
大风浪来了。
Water is crashing over the sides of the boat.
风浪打在船上。
The disciples are terrified. Fearful for their lives. And they awaken Jesus, who's asleep inside the boat. And they say, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And Jesus replies in verse 26. You of little faith. Why are you so afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm.
于是就起来, 斥责风和海, 风和海就大大的平静了。
From great chaos to great peace by the authority of the words of Jesus.
在极度的, 混乱当中, 一下子到了极度的,
and there are dozens of scriptures showing his power over nature.
有很多很多的圣经的经节讲到耶稣基督他对 自然大自然的权柄。
Matthew 5 says he makes the sun rise and sends rain.
马太福音第五章讲到耶稣基督让太阳升起。
Matthew 6 says he feeds the birds and clothes the lilies.
第六章讲到他 让鸟有吃的, 让百合有美丽的衣服。
Psalm 68 says he sends earthquakes.
在, 在诗歌第, 在, 在诗篇第68篇, 他讲他让地震发生。
Jonah 4:8 says he sends the scorching sun.
在, 约伯记里头讲的, 他让这个太阳, 辐射大地。
Psalm 104 says he nourishes the earth so that it will produce fruit.
在, 在诗篇的103篇讲到, 他让甘露降下, 让大地出产。
And Job 5:10 says that he sustains the earth, the whole earth.
约伯记第五章第四节讲到他, 在他的话语支持着整个大地。
God has authority over nature.
神对大自然有他的权柄。
And without the word of God, we would never know that.
如果不是这个话语告诉我们, 我们永远也不会知道这一点。
And back to our text in Matthew chapter 8, the Bible says in verse 27, the men were amazed and whispering to each other, they were saying, what kind of man is this?
让我们回到我们马太福音第八章第27节, 这些门徒他们就稀奇, 他们说, 这个人是什么样的人呢? 连风和海也听从他的。
By the authority of God, I can tell you what kind of man this is. It is the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
以神给我的权柄, 我在这里告诉你,
he is,
是谁呢? 是因为是耶稣基督, 他是来自于父神的权柄。
He is Lord over all and has authority over all.
他是在一切所造的都有他的权柄。
And what is the authority by which Jesus has this power?
耶稣基督有什么样的权柄呢? 他为什么有这样的权柄呢?
What is the origin of this authority?
这个权柄的来源在什么地方呢?
Matthew 28:18 says that all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. That's what Jesus said.
马太福音第28章这里讲说天上地上所有的权柄
John 3:35, the Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand.
在, 约翰福音这里也讲, 父爱子,
everything is given to Jesus by God the Father.
所有耶稣基督的权柄都来自于,父神。
Authority over sickness.
赶鬼的权柄,
authority over the spiritual world.
医病的权柄, 赶鬼的权柄,
authority over nature,
平静风浪的权柄,
authority to judge those who do not believe in him,
他的, 能够审判不信他的人的权柄,
and authority to forgive those who do believe in him.
他, 有赦免那些, 相信他的人的权柄。
This is the message Jesus preached.
这就是, 耶稣基督他一直在所讲的信息。
Jesus came to preach the kingdom of God.
他是来讲我们天国的福音的,
and how to inherit eternal life.
讲如何我们才能够得到永生的生命的。
Luke 4:42-43 says this, when day came, Jesus left and went to a secluded place, and the crowds were searching for him, and he came to him and tried to keep him from going away from them. But he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose.
Excuse me, Luke, which chapter?
Luke 4:42.
Okay, sorry. Luke, 在路加福音第四章第33节，这里讲, 在路路加福音第十四节，耶稣基督讲，他说：“我必须到别的城传神的福音，因为我奉差原是为此。”
Jesus came to preach the kingdom of God.
耶稣基督他来是来传讲神的天国的福音的。
And all true authority lies in the words of Jesus.
所以所有的权柄都是来自于耶稣基督的话语。
His teaching, his preaching is truth.
他的教导是真理。
Who would dare teach the things the way Jesus did if they didn't have any authority?
如果没有权柄，谁敢传讲耶稣基督所传讲的话语呢？谁有这个权利呢？
Nobody would do this.
没有任何人有这个权利。
Nobody but God would ever teach in the authoritative way that Jesus did.
这个世界上没有任何人能够像耶稣基督那样有权威来传讲神的话语。
He taught as one having authority.
他传讲神的话语的时候是带着权柄。
And the people marveled at his teaching.
听他话的人就都稀奇。
And they would say, what kind of man is this?
他们就会惊奇，是谁是这样的人呢？这样的人是谁呢？
There are many people in this world today that say, if Jesus would just do this for me, I'll believe in him.
今天有好多的人会声称说，如果耶稣基督做这样的事情在我的身上，我就相信他。
If Jesus wants me to believe in him, he will prove that he is real to me.
如果耶稣基督要我相信他的话，他会向我证明他是我的神。
We live in a society that says seeing is believing.
我们在一个世界，生在一个世界上，常常以为看见就相信。
The disciples saw the same miracles that the centurion and the leper saw.
这些门徒他们看到了这个大麻风病人和这个百夫长他们所经历的神迹。
But in the midst of a great storm, the disciples lacked faith.
但是在大风浪的面前，他们马上就丧失了他们的信心。
The same is true in the American church today.
同样也是真的是发生这样的，在我们今天的这个美国的教会当中。
People come to church today because they want the benefits of a savior and they don't want the instruction of a lord.
人们来到教会当中是为了得到这个神的利益，而不是想到神的话语的真理。
Many only come to church for the miracles.
很多的人来教会想寻找到奇迹。
But you may say something like, Eric, Jesus has never taught me before.
你也许问我说 ,Eric, 耶稣基督从来没有跟我讲这些事情。
I've never heard Jesus speak.
我从来没有听到耶稣基督亲自跟我讲话。
I wasn't alive 2,000 years ago.
我不在2000年前，我不在那个时代生长。
I've never heard the words of God before.
我从来没有听见过神的话。
So I want everyone to do this. If you have one of these in your
hand, 所以我要求大家，这里每个人把你们手中的圣经举起来。
If you have one of these in your hand,
如果你手里有这本书。
Jesus speaks to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
耶稣基督在一天二十四小时，一周七天都在向你讲话。
Through the peaks and valleys of life, Jesus speaks to you.
在你的人生的高峰和低谷之间，耶稣基督跟你讲话。
You might say, this book is 2,000 years old.
也许会说，这本书已经2000年前写的了。
It doesn't have anything to say to me today.
它跟我们今天的生活并没有多少的联系。
But I assure you that it does.
但是我要告诉你，是的，他跟我们有联系。
According to a study by Mental Health America, over 10.6% of youth struggle from severe depression.
根据这个精神病学会的研究报告显示，今天的美国有 10.6% 的青少年他们有抑郁症。
One in 10 youth suffer from depression today.
也就是说十个当中有一个青少年就有抑郁症。
Do you know that God's word is filled for encouragement in the valleys of life?
你知道耶稣基督他的话语是充满了鼓励，充满了爱吗？
His word is truth during a depressing time.
他的话语在你们抑郁，在你们沮丧的时候是充满了爱。
Think of Job, a man who lost everything.
想想约伯，他丢失了他所有一生所拥有的。
He lost his family.
他失去了他的家庭。
He lost his money.
他失去了他的金钱。
His possessions.
他所有的财富。
His business.
他的生意。
His health.
以及他的健康。
Job lost everything.
约伯失去了一切。
But the key message of Job is faith, true faith is unshakable.
但是 约伯他的生命证明了真正的信仰是不可动摇的。
God told Job, "Do you think I'm still not in control?"
神告诉约伯说，难道你不认为我仍然是你的神吗？
God said to Job, "Where were you when I created the foundation of the earth?"
神问约伯说，当我创造天地万物的时候，你在哪里？
And Job says, "I repent into dust and ashes."
约伯最后谦拜在神的面前说，我抹着头上抹着灰，我谦拜在主的身。
Job said, "I trust in you, God. You are in control."
约伯告诉神说，我相信你神，你创造，你掌控一切。
Try to find any other book, not the Bible, to help you through difficult times.
如果你想要找到任何一本书，在你困难的时候要帮助你的话，
Those books will tell you, you can do it yourself.
所有的那些书都会告诉你说，你自己可以主宰你自己。
But the Bible says that Jesus is peace.
但是只有圣经告诉你说，我们的主耶稣基督是你的平安。
Jesus has words of comfort.
耶稣基督他有安慰的话语。
Jesus is the cure for anxiety.
他可以治愈你心中的焦虑。
If you would just believe in him as Lord and Savior,
只要你只相信他是你的救主，
he is the peace that passes all understanding.
他就会在你心中。
David was a deeply depressed man after his affair with Bathsheba.
大卫王在和别西巴有了关系以后，
the Psalms vividly capture the brokenness of his sin.
他心中充满了痛苦，这个诗篇当中真实地描述了他心里的痛苦。
But they also capture the victory he had through God.
但是诗篇当中也记录了大卫王在神的话语当中得胜的情景。
According to a 2010 survey by the National Institute of Health,
根据2010年健康学会的调查显示，
31% of Chinese American adults report experiencing loneliness.
有38%的在美的华人感受到他们心里头的孤单。
39% report experiencing anxiety.
有39%的中国在美华人感觉到焦虑。
14% report experiencing family conflict.
有14%?
Yep.
有14%的家庭说他们有家里头有冲突。
This is an older survey, and I have no doubt the numbers are bigger.
这是一个比较老一点的调查，我相信这个数据会一直在增加。
But when you have the word of God in your hand, you are never alone.
但是如果你的手里有神的话语的话，你永远不会孤单。
You can have victory over anxiety.
你可以在你的焦虑的心情上得胜，靠着他得胜。
You do not ever have to feel those feelings again because Jesus paid for them on the cross.
你不用再感觉到孤单或有内疚感，因为耶稣基督在十字架上已经胜过。
If you're experiencing trouble at home,
如果你在你的家庭当中有困难的话，
And the Bible has instructions for husbands and wives and children.
这个圣经当中有对丈夫对妻子还有对儿女所讲的话语。
And when you submit to the authority of God's word, Jesus can turn around your home life.
如果你顺服在神的话语面前的话，耶稣基督的话语会把你的家庭
Tell me the Bible is outdated. Tell me the Bible is outdated.
你还能告诉我这个圣经是已经太老旧了吗？
It gives you truth.
这是真理。
So if you are here struggling today with something, Jesus has the answer in his words.
所以如果今天你要是在挣扎，在某件事情上挣扎的话，耶稣基督他的话语里头有你的答案。
John 8:31-32 says this, If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
在约翰福音38:39这里讲
Truth about real forgiveness of sin.
Excuse me.
Truth about real forgiveness of sin.
Which Bible verse?
John 8:31-32.
John 在约翰福音32章这里讲，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得自由。
Truth over real forgiveness of sin.
真理会在真理会让我们来在罪的面前让我们得赦免。
Truth and how to have an abundant life for Christ.
真理会让我们在耶稣基督里头有丰富的生命。
And most importantly, the truth about salvation.
最重要的是真理会让我们有救恩。
That Jesus is the sacrificial lamb.
耶稣基督他是我们一个罪在十字架上的牺牲。
The only acceptable substitute and payment for our sin.
这是唯一神可以接受的，是我们罪的赦免的祭物。
Where else will you find a loving God that took your punishment and my punishment?
在所有其他地方，你能够发能够找到这样的神吗？他把我们应该得到的应该得到的惩罚拿去。
He died on the cross for our sin.
他在十字架上为我们而死。
He spilled his blood so that those who believe will have eternal life in Jesus.
他在十字架上洒下血血，说我们如果要是相信他的话，我们就可以得救。
He told us he would die on a cross, and he did it.
他告诉我们说他要在十字架上死，他就死了。
He promised he would return, and he did it.
他告诉我们说他要回来再重新审判这个世界。
And he promises he's coming back, and he will do it.
他告诉我们说他要回到这个世界重新重新回到这个世界，他将要回来。
Nowhere else will you find the one true Son of God raised from the dead.
在没有任何其他的书当中你会找到神的儿子他会从死里复活。
It is only in the authoritative word of God in this book.
只有这一本全真的圣经当中你记录了耶稣基督，他从死里复活。
Cherish your Bible.
你要爱你的圣经。
Study your Bible.
你要学习你的圣经。
Love your Bible.
你要爱你的圣经。
It is the authoritative word of God.
这是神的话语，真正的真实的话语。
It is truth.
这是真理。
It is the only truth.
这是唯一的真理。
It is the greatest love letter ever written.
这是唯一的在人类历史上写下的唯一的最真实的爱的书信。
Because it gives you the complete truth of the gospel.
因为它给我们完备的真理。
How are we doing on time? Do we have a minute?
We are pretty good.
Turn your Bibles real quick. 1 Corinthians 15.
请大家打开圣经哥林多前书。哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians 15, chapter
格林多前书第十五节,
verse 1 through 6.
格林多前书十五节,十五章,
verse 1. Now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel, the good news, the truth, the gospel, which I preach to you, which you also receive, and also which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preach to you, unless you believe in vain. 1 and 2.
格林多前书第十五章第一节到第二节，弟兄们，我今天把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得稳，并且叫你们若不是突然相信，就能持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。
For I delivered to you as of first importance.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我把这个最重要的传给你们。
The number one thing you must believe.
第一你要相信的。
That Christ died for our sins.
耶稣基督他我们的罪而死。
That Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures and that he was buried.
And, 根据这个圣经他为我们的罪而死而且他也被埋葬
and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures
而且又照着圣经说第三天复活了
and that he appeared to Cephas then to the 12
and, 并且他也给基法看也给十二使徒看
this is the gospel
这就是福音
believe in the words of Jesus today
相信主耶稣基督他说的话语
as myPastor Chuck Herring at Collierville First Baptist would say,
就像我的First Collierville Baptist Church, 我的牧师 Chuck 告诉我的
The Bible is our final source of faith and practice.
圣经是我们 心中圣经是我们最主要唯一的真理的源泉。
We don't look to politics or the government.
我们不看政府，也不看政治。
We don't look to Hollywood or TikTok or Taylor Swift.
我们不看好莱坞的，我们也不看抖音，也不看其他一切的东西。
We turn to the inspired, inerrant, infallible Word of God for truth.
我们打开我们没有错误，没有完全无误的圣经来发现我们的真理。
Cling to the Word of God.
非常洁净正义，非常接近公义的神的话语。
My last verse, and I love this verse. I love finishing with this verse.
我最后的一节经节，我非常喜欢的经节，我要读给大家。
In John chapter 6, the disciples were beginning to leave Jesus.
在约翰福音第六章，他的门徒将要都在离开耶稣基督。
They were abandoning him because they wanted the miracles and not the teaching.
因为他们离开了他，因为他们只是想看耶稣基督的神迹，不想听他的教导。
And Jesus turns to the 12.
耶稣基督就转身向他的十二门徒讲。
In verse 68 says,
在第六十八节这样讲。
First, Jesus said this first. Jesus said to the 12, you do not want to go away also, do you?
在第六十七节耶稣基督就对那十二门徒说，你们也要去吗？
And in verse 68, Simon Peter answered and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
在六十八节，西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生的道，我们还归从谁呢？
Where else can you go but the word of God for words of eternal life?
你会去什么地方呢？而不是来寻找主耶稣基督这里的永生的道呢？
You hold the words of eternal life.
你已经拥有了这个永生生命的道。
And all true authority lies in the words of Jesus.
所有一切真正的权柄都来自于我们主耶稣基督的话语。让我们一起来祷告。
Father God, thank you, Lord.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. 亲爱的